A welcome sight this afternoon at Denver International Airport, planes taking off. This week's blizzard forced the airport to close and forced airlines to cancel all flights through Denver. Thousands of holiday travelers were stranded. NPR's Jeff Brady talked with travelers this afternoon who put up with three-hour-long lines just for the chance of getting one of the few standby seats available.
A Frontier Airlines flight headed for Atlanta was the first to take off just after noon. The 132 lucky passengers left a sea of less fortunate travelers back at the ticket counters. Jonathan Ward is from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, though for the past 2 days, Denver International Airport has been his home.
We were stuck here on a flight to Boise since 6 in the morning Wednesday.
So you're trying to get from Baton Rouge to Boise?
Yeah.
And when were you supposed to be in Boise?
10:30 Wednesday morning.
It's Friday.
Yeah, it is Friday.
Ward is hoping for a flight tomorrow to Boise through San Francisco. That means another day of waiting without luggage, wherever that is. Jonathan Ward says the terminal was full of some desperate people the last couple days.
The most depressing thing we've seen is an old couple sleeping on the tables in the Burger King waiting area. They didn't have a cot or blanket or pillows or anything.
During the holidays, the airport hires musicians. Keith Ure says in 20 years, he's never seen lines like this.
And then I'm hearing people as they walk by, I can hear them talking their cell phones. Oh, honey, it's looking good. I'm number 12 on standby and stuff. So it's kind of interesting to hear, you know, the whole different situations that are going on.
Wow, the idea of somebody being happy about being number 12 on standby.
It's frightening, isn't it?
Ashley Tabolt and her husband Brian are from Pittsburgh. They were here skiing in Vail to celebrate their first wedding anniversary. Tabolt is leaning against a window while her husband talks with an airline on the phone.
We can't get a flight out until Christmas, so right now we're trying to find, like, anything, like, into anything around Pittsburgh, like Buffalo, Cleveland, Washington, D.C., anything, because we're willing to get to anything on the East Coast and just drive home. So
we just got one for the 24th.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So maybe we'll be home for Christmas.
The airlines say it'll take days to get all the stranded travelers here either back home or to their destinations. Some won't make it in time for Christmas. Most seem willing to blame the weather. An airport spokesman says the snow and wind just came too fast for crews to keep up. And once the airport was buried in snow and shut down, it couldn't be turned back on like a light switch. Jeff Brady, NPR News at the Denver International Airport.